we were pretty smashed all over the place at this point, as a group. We'd been in our own bubble for quite a long time. I think Modern Life is Rubbish was created in our own fantasy world, mainly at Matrix Studios Underground, where I think we made a lot of our best sort of B-side style stuff, and a couple of good things on Modern Life is Rubbish. I think between Modern Life is Rubbish and Part Life, we got a huge reality check, really, which we had to drag ourselves out of our romantic land, get on the road in 1992 in America especially, you know, sort of a few realities that were sort of financial and all the rest of it. So when we came to make Park Life, I'm not sure our concept was anything to do with it doing well or anything like that. I think our concepts were still not really much to do with an awareness of an American culture either. But I think that it was just the songs. I think we were starting to find, looking at sort of types of music and our versions of other types of music, like sort of disco type music, and I think we were starting to see that as quiet music. I think we were seeing that our take on things with a disco beat and the tension between guitar, bass and the rest of it and subject matter was actually quite sort of good fun.